ridiculous, and it does not pass the desert island test. Like, you not ultimately do you contribute to a communal setting. Like, you require a society so large that you can just be a comedian, but then you're useless in a group of a dozen people who need you to know other things. So yes, I'm getting good at my skill or anything, but all these things are because we live among so many people. But you don't have to be good at one particular thing. You can just be a human that lives their life. Can you cook some food? Can you do this? Can you play a song? You know, it doesn't have to be good enough to be recorded. You know, who here plays the piano? I was together with a group of people, and we were just entertaining ourselves. And nobody, and Vicky recorded it anyway and played it on the radio. But but it was completely the kind of music that you don't do that with, because it was, you know, it was just making ourselves laugh. And if you try to include strangers in there, you're going to have to change things a little bit. Now, if you could show it to them after the fact and you say, this is an artifact and we're not going to do it again, so there's no, it doesn't matter, I guess that's different. Oh, my friends, do you feel what I'm saying to you? I hope you get the message. I want you to be, I want your heart to be unburdened in a lot of ways. I want you to enjoy yourself more. I want you to be able to do things for their own sake and not feel this pressure to be good or expert at something or to justify it. You know, just do it and to live it. And no one is looking over your shoulder. And if they are, that's weird. And a lot of times people are judging you because they're trying to figure out how they're supposed to be. So they're looking at you. So, well, that guy's, people are laughing at that guy for wearing that hat. So I'm not going to wear it. That's what's really going on, is that they're avoiding ostracism. So they're looking for anything that seems to be alienating. And oh my goodness, I don't care. Bless you. You can't, there's very little that you can do. You have to be overtly hostile to me. Because, oh, well, A, I don't pick up on subtle things anyway, which is a blessing. But really, I'm impressed by everybody. And I'm sorry. So, yeah, but that doesn't, but I'm really impressive. I'm sorry. But I'm going to be impressed by the person you don't think is impressive, too. Because if you are alive in this world, even if you got sores all over you and you're not doing it great, bless you. Oh, here, put it here. I mean, don't touch me because I don't know what the sores and everything, but I'm, you know, we're in this together. Oh, look at you, you beautiful human. Look at you. We're crazy looking. Maybe not beautiful. I don't know. My goodness, I've looked in the mirror recently. Oh, I am a character. Look at that character actor face. I'm too handsome to be, I'm sorry, Bert, but I'm too handsome to be in the Bert Mustin story. I was looking at the other day, and he's a delightful, delightful man. But wow, what a mug. And I don't quite have that. I'm wondering, but I really do want to be a character actor in my own old age. Not in the movies or TV or anything. Just, you know, I guess just at like Publix. I'm not trying to tout a particular supermarket chain. You know me. I like Acme. Are they still around? Yeah, don't say AMP, Acme. Are they still around? Those are different. I know. We had, I could start naming grocery chains from Florida. Grand Union. Winn-Dixie. Did I say Winn-Dixie? Piggly Wiggly. Hoggly Woggly. One of them's a convenience store, I think. Winn-Dixie. Ingles. I don't think we have those in Florida. Is that just Georgia? I don't know where I'm going with this. Bless your heart. Shout out to all those people that had to work at those places. That's who I care about. And I always wonder back about like the Albertsons I went to in the 80s. Whether it's, they still have the same produce or whether it's different now. They probably replaced it. So much of the stuff is perishable. Like our memories Oh, mine are starting to fade a little bit. I'm starting to repeat myself. And now what I'm doing is I just remember the memories. I don't remember the original incident. So what happens is you tell the story and then your brain goes, oh, I guess so we don't need the original. Can I erase over? Because we need the tape for other stuff. And then you just have the copy you made where you're explaining stuff, but it's edited. So that's what I feel like. It's like original stuff is gone, and now I'm just telling stories about, and I can't verify the truth of it. Oh, my goodness. I don't mean to be giving you nothing, but I was so baffled about what kind of gift to bring you that I thought, don't bring any gift. Just bring an explanation. What better gift than a really long, rambling excuse? I mean, who brings that? Like the next time you go to a party, corner the host and say, here's why I didn't bring a gift. And just rhyme of the Ancient Mariner them. You know, and they go, okay, it's enough. That's what you brought was enough. That's as easy as that. Follow your heart. Oh, my goodness. The greatest gift you can give me is your lack of attention. Because then I was like, Hardy, you said a really dumb thing there. No, I didn't. You don't remember that. You're right. I wasn't paying attention. Thank you. I just want you to remember, walk away with a vague feeling that, hey, that guy cares. And maybe I'll go care a little bit. Or maybe I'll be a little less self-conscious. Or maybe I'll make a complete R. Do the British say arse for some reason? I don't know why they do that. Are there other sass? Instead of sassy, they say sarsy. No, they don't. Instead of larsy, they'll say. That's one of my favorite things to do is lie to people about accents. You are listening to Miracle Nutrition, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County in New York City, New York, or online worldwide, WFMU.org. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I'll see you again next week.
You know, love is a fantasy to me. Just one big happy flower in the middle of the sunshine, blooming and living and loving. That's right. The same thing to you. Well, love is a fantasy and reality to me too. You know, I don't know. People use the word love so loosely that it's like it's very difficult to define the real meaning of love. But fantasy is, I don't know, I think it's a combination of many moments and different moments of many different things within the structure of one's life. Can I tell you something? No, don't go away. I mean, just listen for a minute. Maybe you might want to speak on it later yourself. Listen to me. Let me tell you something. Love is a fantasy. Your love, give me your love, baby, baby.
Mm-hmm. Maestro. Young Mula, baby.
Young Money. Alright.
Young Mula, baby.
Young Money.
Prostitute, and that you hit every man that you ever knew. See, it wouldn't make a difference if that was way before me and you. See, you don't ever have to worry about me as long as you keep it real. Whatever's on your mind, speak on how you feel. Stay true to me and never lie to me. And don't ever keep no secrets, no matter whatever. Girl, you know what I mean, yeah. But if you don't, then I'll explain. You can be my Mrs. Wayne. We can do the damn thing. And thanks. You see, I had to tell my nigga little boy I met a girl like you. Cause I ain't never met another girl like you. But I know what to do with a girl like you. Three letters. If you were a prostitute, and that you hit every man that you ever knew, it wouldn't make a difference if that was way before me and you. Got see, you don't ever have to worry about me as long as you keep it real. Whatever's on your mind, speak on how you feel. Stay true for me, you never lie to me. Don't ever keep no secrets, no matter whatever. Girl, you know what I mean, yeah. And if you're down, then I'll explain. See, I'll give up the game. Now at the top of the arena, there's my jersey with my name. What's happening, baby? What's happening, baby? You know you need the role with a champion, baby. Every time I see you, I get ass of my baby. Like, that's my baby, yeah. I wouldn't care if you were a prostitute. Yeah, that you hit every man that you ever knew. Wouldn't make the difference if that was way before me and you.
I told you that was before.
See, you don't ever have to worry about me as long as you keep it real. Whatever's on your mind, speak on how you feel. Stay true to me and never lie to me. Don't ever keep no secrets, no matter whatever.
Damn.
Girl, you know what I mean, yeah.
Damn. Like, for real though, baby girl. You ain't gotta keep no secrets, just me and you. You gotta keep it real. That pussy look like a drug to me. Damn, yeah, you fiending. Fuck a sing, fuck a sing. Damn, baby, only if I could sing. Help me out, little bro.
I love it, baby. Yeah, I love it, baby. Don't you know I love it, baby? I really did. I love it, baby. Like Young G. Yeah, I love it, babe.
Know you do too, babe.
Yeah, I love it, babe.
Well, I bet you will.
I love it, babe. I wouldn't care if you was a prostitute. That you hit every man that you ever knew. See, it wouldn't make a difference if that was way before me and you. Like, see, you don't ever have to worry about me. Long as you keep it real. Whatever's on your mind. Speak on. And if we gotta be alone, so be it, babe. And if your friends can't understand you, you don't need them, babe. Yeah, yeah. And you got, you don't ever have to worry about.
feel. Whatever's on your mind, speak on how you feel. Stay true to me and never lie to me. Don't ever keep no secrets, no matter.
maybe I can pick you up for dinner, you know, and check this movie out.
Oh, I know, that sounds good.
Maybe we slide by the beach, you know, later on. Come back, check some video out later on.
Thank you. Something tells me I'm headed for heartbreak. So maybe please, I'm praying that this time, yeah, this time will be different, and you and I could share this dream that I just a lonely
just ain't no use. I find myself back in time, just still on my mind. We'll be right back.
Make it love. Yes, sir. We want to welcome you.